This is Dr. Deepak Chopra, and I'm answering two questions. Number one, can we slow down the aging process? Number two, is aging reversible? So I'm particularly posting this right now because I see again a lot of misrepresentations about my views on aging on my Wikipedia page. Somebody said there, I expect to live over 100. I don't recall saying that, but it's a good idea. And somebody also said that Demi Moore expects to live 130 years based on my teachings. Well, that's not my responsibility if she made that statement. But Wikipedia always seems to take what I say out of context and somehow misrepresent it. I think it the Wikipedia pages are obviously under the influence of some militant skeptics who have an agenda, and they've figured out how to make people look bad if they want to. And we can't control that, but I think I can also clarify at least my position on certain statements. I wish the unhappy skeptics a lot of happiness. That's the best I can say for them. Happy trails. Meanwhile, here's my take on aging. The biological markers of aging, which include things like blood pressure, bone density, basal metabolic rate, heart rate variability, fat content, cholesterol HDL ratios, muscle mass, strength of muscles, blood sugar tolerance, hormone levels, sex hormone levels, vision, hearing, skin thickness, number of wrinkles, markers such as DHEA sulfate are extremely flexible and dynamic. So if you sleep well, here are the five or six things that will retard the aging process, or at least make your biological age different from your normal peers, the so-called normal being the psychopathology of the average. So here are the five or six things that will make a big difference. Number one, good high-quality sleep without drugs or alcohol. Number two, meditation. Lots of studies on meditation and the biological markers of aging. Number three, movement. The more you move, the better, during the day, of course. Number four, a diet that is free of manufactured, refined, or processed foods or contaminants like steroids, antibiotics, and even GMO foods. And the next and last, healthy emotions. The more anger, hostility, resentment, guilt, shame, and depression you have, the more adrenaline and cortisol you'll secrete, which will interfere with self-regulation and self-repair mechanisms. So these biological markers of aging are, you can slow them down by following just the simple advice I told you, which is sleep, meditation, movement, healthy emotions, diet. Now, having said that, your attitude toward aging is also important. So if your attitude is that you can be useful and productive as you grow older, that you can have the wisdom of experience and the biological expression of a younger person, that's possible. Your biological age does not have to match your chronological age. Now, recently, there's been a lot of interesting way to measure aging at the cellular level. So we are doing studies in collaboration with many institutions that look at telomerase, which is the enzyme that controls aging at the cellular level. And we find a marked increase in telomerase in people who practice meditation even within a week. These studies are being published, but other studies on telomerase and lifestyle and meditation, etc., and even the experience of love have been done by Dean Ornish and others, and you can find them online. So we can show that you can actually reverse some of the biological markers of aging at a cellular level. You can also look at cytokines and biological markers for aging at a cellular level that show a movement away from inflammation into the direction of self-regulation, or therefore homeostasis, and therefore retarding the aging process. How long can you retard the aging process for? We don't know. Future research will show that. But yes, the biological markers of aging are flexible. You can retard biological age, and you can reverse some, if not all, of the biological markers of aging. I hope that clarifies any misrepresentations on Wikipedia. Happy trails!